It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies of South Philly, as we are every summer Friday up until Eagles season. Fantasy football draft time is almost here. Book your next party at Chickies, the official sports bar of your world champion Philadelphia Eagles. Speaking of fantasy football and world champion, our league is going to start having to get together. We're going to have to start filling the holes in our league next week.
Oh, yeah.
You know, to see who's going to come after the world champion talking right now.
Yeah.
Oh, did you win last year?
I did win.
I can't believe we let that happen.
Yeah.
First year in the league, you won.
Yeah. Fantasy baseball team's heating up, too.
It is heating
Seems
up.
Seems like you got a lot of time in here.
Maybe he does know what he's talking
well,
about.
Well, I want to beat Lakin fantasy baseball.
Well, again, that's like all. Lakin is just he's like always in the top of the fantasy football league.
He's a fantasy creep.
He's
pretty good.
But he's too good.
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
That's my
issue. How about this? Get us to training camp.
Yeah.
I'll have that. You know what? I'm gonna do a
program time on fantasy.
Yeah.
Sports.
How about fantasy program director, where you send the afternoon show to interview one of the Eagles? How about this?
Yeah.
How about that league?
Yeah.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers for a one of a kind experience that makes diamond buying less stressful. Visit the home team at Mark's Jewelers online at marks-jewelers.com. Do you want the Eagles to build a dome with their new stadium? 69.8% say no. The thing is, what Elliot saying at or the dome thing is, if they build a dome stadium, I'm convinced once people went there, they would like it. It would be a nice new stadium.
Different type of fan, though.
Yes, for sure.
You know, those seat prices going up.
Well, that no matter what they do, it's going up.
Also, you're swapping out the hot dogs for caviar.
Yep.
Is that what we want this to be?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Well, because think about it, when you build these things and you put those nice concession stands in there, they aren't going to be just popcorn, hot dogs, and soda.
Well, the other thing is,
you get the different types of concession stands.
Well, the people who don't want that, who don't want like the outside and blah, 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 then you get the softer fans in there.
Yeah.
And I'm convinced it would be nice either way. But if you're going to me, the mistake is even asking people. Because if you ask them and then build the dome anyway, because there's no way. We don't see the data on what the responses are. Mm-hmm. I just have to imagine most of the people that responded said they didn't want a dome.
Yeah. Sure.
I have to imagine.
I'll just say this. Just go retractable.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, the problem is, like, these domes aren't even loud anymore. I mean, like, the Georgia Dome used to be loud, I felt like. And the New Orleans Dome is loud still. But, like, the Rams doesn't feel loud.
Nope.
Cowboys doesn't feel loud.
Nope.
It doesn't have the same feel that it, like, the Lions one, but that's an older dome. It seems like the older domes are still loud. And that's what you hope for when you build a dome.
And that's not – well, the Lions Stadium is not one of those monstrosities where it's too big like the like the Cowboys Stadium.
Right.
I think the Cowboys Stadium and even the – what is it called? Mercedes-Benz Dome?
In Atlanta?
Yeah, the new one they
have. That's not that loud either.
No, it's not that loud.
No.
Because it's so big and they have so many things in there to distract you from the actual game. Like, you're making this experience of going to the game not like going to the game. If I go to the game, I should be locked in on the game.
It's like going to a movie theater.
Yes, you want to be focused on the thing, not the other thing. Like,
not all the bells and whistles that go along with being in the stadium.
And by the way, you can build an outdoor stadium that is loud and cheat like Seattle did.
Yep.
Seattle built it a way that kept the noise in the stadium. So, let's talk a little Phils with our Phils guy.
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. Here's Jackie Baseball.
There's so much like little trade stuff going on right now in the Jackie Baseball Report. But a couple things. One, they are wearing maroon hats all week, and they're bringing them back.
I love the maroon
for Hall of Fame weekend. So that'll be a fun little wrinkle.
What weekend? This weekend?
Yeah, it's Hall of Fame weekend. So Ichiro's going in. CeCe's going in.
Oh, I got you. Hall of Fame for baseball.
Yes.
For baseball.
Yes.
Yeah. I like the maroon.
Not football. Chargers next week. Chargers Lions. I can't wait to gamble in the Hall of Fame game. There's other Hall of Fames.
Do you like the maroon or the candy apple red they have going on now? I like the maroon better.
Yeah, I'm a maroon guy.
Yeah.
And it ain't close, pal.
It isn't close.
Yeah.
Nah, that's what I grew up on, man. That was my first laying my eyes on the Phillies were maroon and powder blue.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what it was.
I can't believe they didn't like the powder blues back in the day. Like,
oh, my God. Yeah.
Because now they're, like, the best uniform.
By far, yeah.
Yep.
An update on Andrew Painter. One hit last night. Now it was a home run.
Oh, of course it was.
To a recovering big leaguer, though.
Andrew Nola.
Ryan Mountcastle. So he's not a bad hitter for the Orioles.
Yeah.
But still, only allowed one hit. Now he did still walk three and
How
struck out
innings?
Four. I think he went five.
Aaron Painter. He always goes five.
Well, he went six one time.
Okay.
And that was the deepest he'd gone into a
Well, he is. You got to remember, he did have Tommy John surgery 2 years ago.
Not to cut you off.
Yeah.
But there's no way he's ready to be up here.
No, he could be in
the
bullpen.
But last night was a move in the right direction.
Sure. And they're saying they aren't going to put him in the bullpen.
I think they'd rather not bring him up if it meant putting him in the bullpen.
Yes, that's what I'm sensing.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I'm sensing, that he does not come up this year.
Now, Middleton did mention him in the bullpen.
He did.
Yeah.
He did. Now, the baseball people.
I was going to say Middleton might have.
He also mentioned Abel in the bullpen.
Yep.
And I would be shocked if Abel's
here.
He's
been listening to the station too
much. Nah, Abel doesn't have the stones.
I would be shocked if Abel's here on August 1st.
Oh, really? You think he's getting traded?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So a lot of trade stuff going on. So, one, there's no Luis Robert in the White Sox lineup tonight. They're facing a lefty. Smokes lefties. It would be a weird night to have off. And a lot of kind of rumors about the Mets. Bob Nightingale was on some random podcast yesterday. Two interesting nuggets in here.
Well, there's one Phillies one.
Hilarious.
Yep.
And the other about Luis Robert. Here is Bob Nightingale yesterday.
And the reason why I really do hope the Mets land Luis Robert is in part because I feel like if the Mets do not land him, it's going to be the Philadelphia Phillies. What's your thoughts about that?
The Phillies aren't sold on him. They think he's okay. I can see him rolling more with the Phillies. They're not crazy. They made some bad moves. I mean, when they signed Max Kepler, everybody in Minnesota laughed like, you're kidding me. He's going to have a terrible season. It's not going to work. It hasn't worked.
Holy cow.
Yep.
They were laughing at the Phillies.
Yeah, they were laughing at the Phillies. And then he added at the end that he thinks that the Mets are more interested in Luis Robert than the Phillies.
Dude, can I just tell you that? Now, who knows how true that is? And a lot of times, when we signed, I hate to bring it back to the Sixers, when we signed Kelly Oubre, everybody at Golden State was laughing at us. That guy's a loser, blah, blah, blah. And Oubre's been good here.
Mm-hmm.
So it can work out. It doesn't make me feel good, though, that everyone in Minnesota thought it was a joke that we signed Kepler, and it ended up being a joke.
Well, especially because he had been there since he was 16.
Yeah.
Like, Oubre was a warrior for a minute.
Yeah. Yep,
like,
yep,
they knew Max Kepler.
Yeah.
And the fact that they had that idea definitely doesn't make you feel too great. Now, a weird one this...
Quick thing. They didn't pay him nothing.
$10 million.
They paid him $10 million. That's not nothing.
And for a team that is now battling this luxury tax, it's a real issue.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a real issue. So, out of nowhere, this morning, John Heyman linked the Kansas City Royals to considering Nick Castellanos if he was really available, which is an odd one. But they had the benching, so maybe there's something going on there.
Yep.
He's owed a good amount of money. Maybe if they want to get out from underneath that contract now while he's like playing pretty well, and a team as I think they've shopped him in the past, but no one seems to want to take him. It would be a weird move in the middle of the season, but if they were looking for a possible like shake up kind of move, like Castellanos out of nowhere would be a really, really interesting.
Don't they need two bats if they trade Castellanos?
Well, they would.
Because you got Nick Castellanos has his flaws. He is still second on the team in hits. His OPS is like the same as Trey Turner's. It's like 750. He is flawed, but he is productive. You know, so
yeah.
You can't just you trade Castellanos and you trade for an outfielder. All of a sudden, you're in a even if he's a slightly better outfielder, you're still. It's hard for that not to be a neutral move. You know,
they would really have to go the 21 Braves route. Where they traded for four outfielders. Got four outfielders. They got Eddie Rosario, Jock Peterson, Jorge Soler, and Adam Duvall. And they just, like, remade it at the trade deadline.
Do you think they would trade Castellanos?
I think a lot of things are on the table right now. I would be very surprised if they traded Nick Castellanos, but I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility. So,
wow. I'd be shocked.
I'd be shocked, but I don't think it's, like, a 0% chance. Like, I think Bohm could be traded, too, but he's also hurt, so... And I think Bohm would get traded if it was for Eugenio Suarez.
I had a suggestion for Jack earlier. Because now the Yankees traded for a third baseman. They have somebody. Mm-hmm. I asked Jack if he would trade Alec Bohm for Giancarlo Stanton. And you put Schwarber in left, and you have Stanton as your DH. You have a right-handed bat, who, by the way, is terrifying in the playoffs.
Playoff riser.
He's hurt a lot. I think he's still got two more years on his contract, which is a lot of money. But, man, you want a right-handed bat. Now, it's not a thing anymore. But
who's playing third base for us?
Kemp? I would Sosa and Kemp.
Sosa and Kemp.
Yeah.
And there's your right-handed power.
Yeah. Now the Yankees made a trade for a third baseman, so it's over. But would have been interesting.
Yeah, I would have considered that.
Yeah.
Now, the other third baseman that's out there is Eugenio Suarez, who the Yankees were linked to.
Yep.
The Mariners, I guess, are still linked to, but they traded for Josh Naylor last night. John Heyman, 2 hours ago, said the Phillies are yet another potential fit for Eugenio Suarez. And he mentioned the Yankees, which I think are out now, Cubs, Reds, Astros, Tigers, Brewers.
Like, well, that means the asking price is too high.
The asking price is definitely
right. If those teams needed third basemen and they decided to go elsewhere.
Yeah. Now, he's 34 years old. He's on the last year of his deal, yeah?
Yeah.
So you got to be careful with a move like that, I think.
Yeah. But I will say, you know, they flashed a graphic up on ESPN earlier, and they talked about the last six World Series winners. And we always talk about small ball and, like, playing the game the right way in the postseason and what matters. Yeah. Well, the last, like, six World Series winners have been top seven in home runs, and the last three have been top three in team home runs. The Phillies are currently 14. Like, you know, getting more power is pretty imperative at the deadline, and Suarez would really, really help that.
Sure.
And then the final thing here, and if there's ever an all-in move, like you trade Painter, you trade Aiden Miller, you trade almost whatever it takes, would be to the Diamondbacks for Ketel Marte. And Ketel Marte, the Diamondbacks GM said today that he's under a long-term contract. It would take a haul. He didn't rule out the idea of trading Ketel Marte.
Well, he basically just told you what you need. He's under contract for more years, and it's going to take a lot to get him.
Yeah, but the fact that he didn't shoot it down means that he's listening.
Yeah.
Man, that would be trade everybody.
He's saying, come to the table.
Yeah, so Ketel Marte this year, by the way, he plays second base, so Stott would probably have to be in the deal. But I know.
It's two straight years hitting 230.
Last year he hit 292 with 36 home runs. And this year he's hitting 287, 955 OPS with 20 home runs. Now,
how old is he?
So he's 31 this year.
Okay.
He's paid through 2030, which he's 36.
Okay.
But it's second base. And it's $15 million, $12 million, $20 million, $22, $22.
Woo, that's a good number.
It's not that much money.
No.
Go get him.
Like
go get Marte.
If there was a trade to get Andrew Painter, or put Andrew Painter on the table, put Aiden Miller on the table, whatever.
What if you put Marte at second, you move Stott to short, you put Trey in left field?
What if it gets Ketel Marte? I don't care.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Woo! Boy,
that's a big one.
That would be a trade.
That'd be a fun one.
That'd be a big one.
Update in the middle of the Jackie Baseball Report. Apparently, Luis Robert's out tonight with a tight groin.
Yep.
Get out of there.
You got to come up with something.
Come on, do you get a needle in there? Yeah. How long was he at the doctor? 3 hours?
Him and the camera.
Yeah.
He's a Phil.
215-592-9494. Gary in Vineland, you're on WIP.
I wish I was earlier with Alex. He's so right about that. That's the whole thing.
Could you say again and just talk louder?
No, the with Elliot with the TD Watson, like, we're talking about useless stuff. That's all we talk about all day long. We don't know where the wide receiver's going. We don't know what pitcher's throwing.
Oh, useless stats.
So wait, what are you saying again? Say again.
I'm on Elliott's side. Like,
Yes. Yeah. I mean, all stats need context. I think the more stats you have, the better. Like, just in terms of I would understand what JJ Watt is saying on a one day thing, but that's why you want more numbers, right? Like for one stat. So yeah, I agree with Elliot on that. And I agree with him in saying, I think he made it the best way. He said, would you rather I show up here and tell you Jalen Hurts looked good? Or would you rather I show up here and tell you Jalen Hurts looked good? He was 17 of 19, you know, didn't throw an interception, you know, I think Elliot gives us context, as much context as you could. And football is the hardest thing for context. In any number, in like even in the regular season, it's really, really difficult, you know. Like, even take a running back in a game. You could have a running back have 20 carries for 148 yards, and three of those runs could have been 45 you know, 40-23.
Yeah.
And like, now it's still a great game, but it also doesn't tell the whole story of what he did. So, yeah, I agree with you, Gary.
Now when he says it was so amazing to watch a game in the snow, but then he says, I want a dome, which I think yeah. is because he just wants to wear his linen during the football game.
He does.
He does.
He wants to wear his linen.
He does.
That's the only thing I could think of. That's the only thing.
Doesn't want to get his hair messed up.
The hair is a whole thing,
hair,
too.
The linen. Yep, you're right.
He doesn't want his eye makeup to run.
Oh, man, now you're throwing eye makeup. Look, I don't know that it's not true.
It's true. It's true.
Yep.
This is all a personal preference for Elliot.
Yep.
But we talk about the Phillies, trade them all. Painter, he could be the next Vinny Vila. You know what I mean? Who knows?
He's not the next Vinny Vila. Take it down a notch.
He could be. But we don't know what
he could be. Zach Wheeler, too. I mean, he could be.
Right. But we could win the World Series this year if we get the right player.
Yep. Well, and the, you know, point being, one of the things we don't talk about very often is – the Phillies farm system is in a much better place than it was 5 years ago.
Right.
And, like, there are a lot of players in baseball farm systems. Like, it's not like, you know, when you talk about a basketball trade or a football trade, that is a large portion of whatever your young core is. You know, a top-rated prospect is still top-rated for a reason.
Uh-huh.
But the ability to sort of replenish is what the good organizations do.
Yep.
Gary, next question today. It's National Wine and Cheese Day. So the winner for the best wine gets 4 tickets to the Eagles public practice. What do you want to whine about?
These bleeping people that when there's 15 parking spots have to park right in front of the freaking door. I had a lady once like almost run me over, and then I said something to her, and she responded, God bless and go to hell, which I said, I'll take the first one, the second one. And it totally set her off. She's like, no, you get them both. I'm like, no, I'll just take the first one.
God bless and go to hell. Yeah, I have to say now, I'm not aggressive about getting a great parking spot, but, man, there's something fulfilling about getting a great parking spot. About getting a parking spot right where you're – and, you know, I'm a stepsman. I want to get in steps anyway. But a great parking spot? Oh, man. Something as a man you really appreciate.
Right.
215-592-9494. Bennett in Sicklerville. You're on WIP. What's up, Bennett?
Hello. How's it going?
Hello, Bennett.
Hey, Bennett.
How you doing? So I'm with my
boy.
So before I get into anything negative right now,
yep.
I just want to talk about so we have a family member that was the founder of the Philadelphia Eagles back in the day. His name was James Ray Ludlow. A cousin of a member of our Ray family was the original co-owner, the founder of the Philadelphia Eagles back in their early 1930s, was well known with the NFL commissioner of Burt Bell.
So, okay.
Going through, you know, the Super Bowl season last year and just, you know, rooting for the Eagles and my uncle and my whole family, it was just awesome. And for what the Eagles went through, it was just great for our family.
Now, that's awesome.
Well, what about when they won in 2017? Was that also great for your family?
Oh, man, it was great. So the one thing I want to say about 2017 is that I was down on Jalen Hurts. I was calling
Alabama in 2017.
I know. Well, when the Eagles won the Super Bowl, and, you know, with Jalen Hurts, when the Eagles won the Super Bowl. So, first off, I was down on Jalen Hurts. The one thing I'm going to say, I was just down on Jalen Hurts. The one thing I'm not going to say is I'm not down on Jalen Hurts. He's definitely a top 10 quarterback. I am happy to have him as our quarterback. I was rooting for Carson Wentz. Carson Wentz is long gone right now. I am happy to have Jalen Hurts. Let's go. Now, look.
Hell
the
yeah.
The only thing, I am not concerned about us this year. If we win the Super Bowl or we don't win the Super Bowl, I don't really care. The season that we had last year is one of the best teams that were ever in the NFL, point blank. We are the best team ever last year, but I think we have
sounds
a team.
Sounds like he's related to Herb.
So
you think what?
Well, Jalen Hurts is I was down on him. I was down on him. And
yep.
I was.
And now you're not?
I am not, Jalen. I am happy to have Jalen Hurts as my quarterback. Point
what
blank.
Happened?
Just concerned about that.
So, I was down on him as yes. He was a running quarterback. He was yes. A running quarterback.
Bennett?
Yes.
Bennett, can I ask you something?
Yes.
Elliot Shore Parks recently changed his haircut and brushed it all the way forward and said he's in his lad era. What do you think of that?
Say that again?
Elliot's in his lad era, in that like he's brushing his hair forward instead of back. What do you think of that?
He better push that thing back right now. I know that.
Hell yeah. All right, Ben.
All right.
Appreciate you listening, bro.
He was down on Jalen Hurts.
He was. Did you hear that he was down on Jalen?
Yeah.
Just
we got an unruly fan here.
Yeah. He doesn't know we're on the air.
Yeah.
You know, he's trying to get me back because that's how I do him when he's on remotes. Just walk right on their set.
Hugh Douglas, one of a kind.
What's up, big dog?
So coming up next, you may remember the last time we awarded the belt, Ike Reese got it.
I did.
We didn't have the belt last week because
nope.
We were off. The question is, does Ike Reese keep the belt?
He should.
Next, we will find out if he did. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Remember, fantasy football draft, I'm almost here. You can book your party at Chickies and Pete's, the official sports bar of your world champion Philadelphia Eagles. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It is the WIP Afternoon Show. Why can't I hear myself? I'll just keep talking. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz, we are at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Big parties and big events always better at Chickies and Pete's. Book your next one at chickiesandpetes.com. We will get to the belt in a moment. Remember, Ike is the current holder of the belt. We find out if he keeps the belt. 215-592-9494. Israel in Southwest Philly. Is what's up? You're on WIP.
Hi, Jackie, baby. I'm back.
What's up?
Hey, what's up, Izzy?
Hey, listen, you know, I wanted to call in, and I wanted to speak to my boy, Spike.
Uh-oh.
Spike, you know, I came in real hot, you know what I'm saying, off of my two-year hiatus with you because of my quarterback. And I won't be doing that anymore because my quarterback won a championship, and he made you a championship fan.
Our quarterback.
Oh, our quarterback.
Look, man, it's our quarterback. You mean my QB1? Is that who we're talking about? My QB1?
That's who we talk about, baby. You know who Cam want to talk about, who everybody want to talk about. The most popular man in town right now, Jalen Hurts, man.
Yeah.
What?
You know,
he's got a lot to prove this year.
So, you know, from this year on, I don't care what Cam got to say. I don't care what nobody got to say.
You shouldn't.
My quarterback is going to be an animal. He's going to be an animal, and he's going to make everybody eat more krill. So, I have to talk to him.
You know what, Israel? I think he's going to have a great season, and it works out for me because when he has a great MVP-type season, I can point out how different a season it was than last year, and then it's all settled. So, you know, when he is...
You see how early he's prepared for this.
Yeah, it's true. You know, when Elliot's talking about how well he played, I'm going to say, is this different than last year? And he's going to be caught in a blender.
It's so true, though.
Well, hey, listen, boys, your number one OG Wade fan is back, baby. Hey,
uh-oh.
OG Wade's here.
Go Birds!
All right, there he is.
Go Birds!
All right, go Birds. There he is, Israel. All right. Let's figure out who has the belt.
There could only be one. The boss. The chief. The top of the mountain. The WIP Afternoon Show presents The Belt.
I am a real American. Fight for the rights of every man. I am a real American. Fight for what's right.
All right. You know, the belt is awarded by the WIP Afternoon Show to the WIP employee that week who brought it the most. Now, 2 weeks ago, that was the week where Jack threw the 8-batter no-hitter perfect game against Joe DiCamera.
And yet that wasn't good enough.
It wasn't.
Impressive enough.
Because Ike battled through knee issues, didn't complain one time until
not
he
once.
Got the belt. And then mentioned that we didn't tell him to stay home, and we did not. But he got the belt. And the question is, it's like when you have the belt, somebody has to take it from you. So the question is, has anybody at WIP done enough this week to take the belt away from Ike Reese? Nope. The answer is no.
Oh!
Here is what the committee looked at. They looked at a rejuvenated Ike Reese, played three rounds of golf during vacation, then ran out to third base, standing up for the WIP afternoon show in front of Citizens Bank Park.
Yeah.
Everyone says he looked in better shape than Mark Jackson and John LeClaire, respectfully. And then, there are two other things.
Okay.
Ike's takedown of O.G. Wade, a legendary takedown of O.G. Wade.
Cooked O.G. Wade.
And then the biggest take of the week, when Ike Reese said Joe Burrow is better than Jalen Hurts.
Honesty.
He keeps the belt.
The committee rewards honesty.
What a week for Ike Reese. If you want the belt, you got to take it from him.
You two are idiots.
The committee.
I said he was a better passer.
Check the tape.
Yeah.
Check the tape. Honesty is what we preach.
Also, you cooked Elliot
on Jihad Campbell yesterday.
Yeah, you cooked him on the dome today.
Yeah. What was the thing Wednesday you cooked him on? I think you guys got into it.
Oh, the ring.
The ring, you cooked them all.
They
both kind of agreed on the ring.
Did they?
Yeah.
Well, with Jalen.
Yeah, Jalen not putting on the ring.
Who could forget? Yes, yes. Annoying or cool?
Yeah.
By the way, as time goes on.
It's been a long week, man. A lot has happened
It's been a great week.
It hasn't been a long week. It's been an eventful week.
It has been. Yeah.
By the way, as the week goes on, we can all agree it's weird you didn't put the ring on at the ring ceremony, right? Like, we can all be grown-ups about it.
It's weird, but I liked it.
There's no way anyone liked it.
I liked it.
I don't buy it.
Fritz is right. And I love our fans, right? And they'll ride with Jalen regardless of what he does most part.
Dude.
But they know damn well in their minds, they're like, well, he could at least took a picture with the ring or something.
Right, right. Deep down.
Yes.
Like at home when they're talking to their friends. It's like, you believe he didn't put it on?
Just put it on. You're at the ring ceremony.
With the owner and the coach?
With your teammates.
I love hearing everybody like, you don't have to put it on.
Yeah.
Who cares? He's on to the next one.
Damn well, every single person in the audience is getting that ring on if they were in the same
spot. You may not have to wear it every day, but at least try it on when you get it.
You know what happened? I just realized what happened. So Mike, he's talking to Michael Jordan. They're at their retreat, their Jordan retreat.
Smoking a cigar.
And Jordan's like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to screw with this guy. And Jordan says to Jalen, you know what I would do? I wouldn't even put on the ring. I wouldn't even put it on.
And Jalen's like, great idea.
Yep.
I'm on to the next one.
And Jordan's laughing somewhere. He didn't even put the ring on.
He didn't really put it on.
Yeah. I was crying with the trophy. I told that guy not to put the ring on. He didn't put it on.
Meanwhile, every other great one.
Yes.
Put the ring on.
Put the ring on.
It doesn't mean you're not locked in if for one night, for 2 hours, maybe not even two, maybe even an hour.
How about 2 minutes?
Just put the ring on.
2 minutes.
Just put the ring on. It's not that hard. Just put the ring on. He is so corny. It's not even funny.
See, we don't have to do that.
He's corny.
We don't have to
corny.
Do that.
Nah,
he's
the ring on.
Yeah, you're going too far.
Yeah, he's locked in.
QB1's cool.
I disagree.
Well, he is cool.
215-592-9494. Congratulations, Ike. Don in Wilmington, you're on WIP.
I appreciate it. Although y'all threw some things in there that I didn't necessarily
check the tape.
Don, you're on WIP.
Hi, this is Don.
Hi, Don.
Hi. I agree with Ike.
What do you agree with Ike about?
The retractable roof.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you this, Don. What if there were only two choices, a dome or no dome?
No dome.
No dome. Okay. And do you go to Eagles games?
I like Ice's retractable roof because, you know, you play in the elements, and that's awesome.
It's horrible.
But, you know, you got thunder and lightning around, you close it.
Yes.
Wow.
So let me ask you.
Yes, I guess.
So what if it's just raining? Then do you keep the dome open?
Yes.
Okay.
Wow.
What if it's?
How do they decide that? Why would you build a retractable roof and then let rain in? You know what I mean? Like, doesn't that sound ridiculous? There's no way.
It does sound ridiculous to
Dude,
me.
There's no way they would do that.
Why?
Because.
They would close it for
rain.
They
would 100% close it for rain.
Yeah, they would.
Because they built
it. Would you close it for snow then, too?
I would hope not.
Well, why would you leave it open for. Why would you close it for rain then?
Because I just know how they're going to work.
Can I say something? Football players are not wimps.
I just want to pin him down.
Football players are what?
Are what?
They'll play the elements. But thunder and lightning, you close it.
Yeah.
Hurricane, tornado,
it's brilliant.
What about a hurricane?
Close it.
Okay. What? Hold on. What about hail?
Oh, the hail was hail.
Okay.
Yeah, what about 95 and humid?
What about 95 and humid?
Leave it open. Hydrate, everybody.
I think that's a management decision because you don't want people passing out, obviously.
It's a good idea.
Yeah.
It's football.
Yeah.
So I got a question, though.
Okay.
Great.
Is the stadium grass or turf?
It's grass.
Hopefully.
Okay. Oh, you mean if there's a dome?
Yes.
Are they able to put grass in domes now?
Yeah.
Real domes or fake domes?
No. Well, they're retractable domes.
Okay.
I'm no on the dome. We're retractable. Okay. I'm with Ike.
I'm with Ike.
I'm good with that.
Yep.
Okay.
I mean, obviously, the management wants to make more money and have more concerts and stadium events, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, the Super Bowl, too.
Don, do you think steroid users should be in the Hall of Fame?
Steroid users?
Yeah, like Mark McGwire, Barry Bonds, Roger Clemens.
Honestly, no.
No. Okay. All right.
I mean, just wanted to get... they're cheating, right?
Yeah. Well, it wasn't against the rules at the time.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
So do you agree with Ike, though, that you want a retractable roof?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yep. All right, Don. Thank you, brother.
Good call, brother.
There he is.
Hey, Buzz.
Well, I mean...
You don't know. It's Friday.
Yeah. Look. This is entertaining.
I hope it's entertaining.
Hold on, you've let a couple on this week too.
Name one.
I can't remember the name.
No. There's been a couple.
Oh, so you hated the Herb call yesterday?
No, I like the Herb call. I always like
Herb. We're talking about people that we're not used to talking to. Yes.
Yeah. You did have the one guy that we had a bang.
I didn't know we had to do that.
No. The guy that we had to dump.
Oh, well, he was funny.
He was funny. 215-592-9494. No, the thing about a dome, the only good thing is that it is temperature controlled, like your house is supposed to be during the summer. But what happens is when you let those windows get older and older and older, they don't keep the elements out, which means when it's hot outside, it's hot inside. Your energy bills go through the roof. What are you doing? What are you doing? Call Guida today. Replace those old drafty windows. Replace that patio door that's seen better days, maybe even the garage door. And if you do it right now, with their big 40% off summer sales event, you're going to get what I just said, 40% off of every window you buy, every window. Every high-performance, energy-efficient, triple-pane window, 40% off. Every door, garage door, sliding patio door, entry door, 40% off. And they're not going to stop there. No. The folks at Guida, they're going to let you start your project without $1 out of pocket and 18 months of financing interest-free. Don't miss this. This deal ends July 31st. Now, all prior sales are excluded, but that's okay because this deal is something special. Call Guida today to schedule a free, no-obligation in-home estimate at 877-GO-GUIDA or go to goguida.com. That's go, G-U-I-D-A.com. Cherry the Truck Horn Guy, you're on WIP. What's up, Cherry?
What's up, fellas?
Hey,
How
Jerry.
How's today?
Pretty good.
How you guys making out today?
Pretty good.
Making out, that's a...
Yeah.
Right.
Choice turn.
Hey, Jerry, can I just suggest something to you?
What?
Next time you come to Chickie's, you got to just be respectful of the people that work here.
Oh, I am.
Nah.
Why? What happened?
Nah, you just you know,
got
respect.
A little friendly.
Yeah, make sure you're not getting too friendly.
I wasn't getting too friendly with anybody.
Nah.
Oh. The waitress, she was very nice. I like her. She was a good lady. She treated me real good. I like
you
her.
Treat her with respect. Nice. That's all I'm saying. What'd you call about, Cher? What'd you call about, Cher?
Okay. Tell her when he gets there, give me a call. Give me some, when I need to talk to Herb.
All right.
Okay. Right on.
I love Herb. I need to meet Herb because I just.
Well, yeah. All right.
He's always there when I'm not there for some crazy reason. But that's anyway.
Are you turning left?
No, let me turn my head. So with the dome situation, I like outdoor football. I just like outdoor football, but a retractable dome can get you both. That's my theory.
My only worry with a retractable dome is that if it's there, they're going to use it. So, like, if the weather isn't perfect, we were talking about rain, talking about snow. My gut tells me that if they have a retractable dome, they're closing the dome.
They should.
Well, I agree with you.
If it's questionable, they're going to close it. You're probably right.
Because after the first time they do that, I'll be on the air.
If you want a happy medium, then that's about the happy medium you're going to get.
Yep.
So, the Phillies, so we got the big series coming up tonight. And you got to go hard on the homers, baby. You got to go hard on the homers. And I called the two shots that Schwarber and Harper hit the other night at my house. My son verified it. It was the most electric thing I've ever done in my life as far as calling back-to-back homers after Turner got the home run. So I have to just throw that out there to Jerry Stockhorn guy.
Everyone's talking about it, Jerry.
Was killing. Well, I haven't posted it on Facebook yet, but I'm going to put it on there. So I killed it the other night.
You did it.
And it was one of the greatest feelings because I was winning money at the same time, and it made it even better.
Oh, there you go. Well, you know, it didn't happen until you posted it on Facebook.
Well, okay. Well, then I'm going to do that. So,
all right. Okay.
And the thing I want to whine about, I got to whine about my ex-wife.
There it is.
See, you know, I love her to death. She takes care of the house. She does good things. But when I come home, man, I just get the third degree from everything. I can do nothing right. I'm always doing something wrong. It's always my fault. My son and I go out and he buys food. I get yelled at because I should be buying the food, not him. You know, she just could get on every nerve I got, and I think I can get on every nerve she's got. But we're doing
that's beautiful.
Very well.
Sounds like you guys should be divorced.
Well, we are. So we've been divorced since 2017. So, but we just have a great relationship.
Well, it doesn't sound like it.
Yeah,
we have a great household, and I love my family, you know. So
yeah,
I don't know if the pole's greased anymore, but it's still.
Well, let me ask you this.
We didn't need that visual.
Yeah, well, let me ask you this. So you're living with your ex-wife, and you have been for a while.
Yeah.
Like, does she date other fellas?
I think she went out on a couple dates. She doesn't like to tell me stuff.
That's
what
I like
to tell her. I'll tell her stuff. She's kind of blah, 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 blah. I know.
Sounds like a bad situation, you know?
No, dude, to be honest with you, it's a great situation. For us, it's great. It is.
Except that she, you know.
She wants your.
It's her main complaint today.
Yeah.
People looking on the outside may think it's like, that's crazy. But if you look on the inside and look out, man, it's just like we were married, but we're not. And it's just, you know, it's a great situation, in my opinion. You know, I keep the household up. She keeps the household up when I'm not there. You know, it's almost like
a roommate.
And she doesn't have the hassle.
Exactly. It's just like a roommate that you want to complain about a lot, but we both complain about each other's faults.
Well, you get back together.
And
something tells me she's moved on.
Yeah.
Well, she may have.
Yeah.
I
you would know.
Things that I do.
Well, I'm just saying, you would know if she hadn't moved on.
Yeah, but it's weird. I get weird vibes, but hey, you know, vibes are vibes, and that's about what they are. So, but
yeah.
Okay.
I love her to death, but I know she loves me, but not in that way. But we're still a family, and, you know, family value more than other things, and people may not realize that, but it does.
Yeah, well, that's how the old saying goes.
Deodorant is a thief of joy.
Yep.
So, but I appreciate you guys. But yeah, I had a complaint because I pull my hair out so much, it's not even funny.
Ah,
it's
beautiful.
Okay.
All right, love you guys. I'll see you when I get back again on Friday.
All right.
I think those kids are going to make it.
Yeah.
Dude, we need that to be a reality TV show.
I
want
to
interview the wife.
That I would love to talk to
yes,
his wife.
That needs to be a reality
and
TV
let me say,
show.
if Jerry the Truckhorn driver's wife is listening right now, first of all, we would love to have you on. Second of all, we are on your side.
All the time.
Yeah.
We see it.
Yeah, honestly, you are a saint.
Totally.
You know? So.
We're not looking to come to the defense of Jerry.
No.
No, not even.
Are we looking to try to bring them together?
Maybe.
I want her to be happy.
Exactly.
Well, I think she is happy.
Well, yeah, she has a place to live, and she gets to date whoever she wants.
The ex-husband is paying for it
yes.
already, so yeah.
God, and he's not even – he's driving the truck. He's not even home half the time.
Exactly.
That sounds like a great setup. I want to live with Truckhorn Jerry.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
That sounds to me like I can either take all – I can either take everything – or you can be in the basement.
Well, how'd that get negotiated? If you're divorced, like, well, we're still going to live together. That's not how it works usually.
No, that's usually not how it
works.
Usually, somebody didn't have somewhere to go.
Yes. Well, so, sometimes there's a little bit of a time right after the divorce where, okay, somebody doesn't have somewhere to go, so you figure it out, especially if it's, like, sort of amicable.
Yeah.
But the way he explains it, she moved back in.
Right.
Oh, yeah, she did leave for a little bit.
Yeah.
So maybe she
and when he got Jer, you know, at home, I don't know how you don't come running back with open arms.
But it doesn't look like there's any friction there. I don't mean discourse.
Yeah. No, yeah, yeah, not the good kind of friction.
Is it discourse?
No.
Yeah, it's the other course.
Yeah,
yeah.
Starts with an intercourse.
Yeah,
not that discourse and intercourse are different things.
No, you guys didn't know. So when I say, never mind.
All right.
What?
Friction was the thing
yes.
I was using.
Yes.
We got the friction part.
Yeah,
yes.
I got the friction.
Yeah, yeah.
No friction can be viewed as a negative thing.
Right.
Yes.
Discourse is negative.
I know, but then I thought you were talking about the friction into the...
I was. That's why I said we're not talking about that.
That kind of friction.
That's what I was saying.
Yes.
Now, did you help him ruin my joke?
No.
I ruined it by myself.
Yeah, it's him.
I was just trying to pick up what you're putting down, Val.
What's coming up in the top five of five, Jerry?
Oh, the funniest things I've seen in the last 24 hours.
Again? Wow, we get mailing in Fritz on a Friday?
But I promise it's not mailed in.
Nah.
There's funny
there's
things
good
that
stuff.
Happen.
All right.
That means one of us is getting attacked.
Yes.
Spike.
Yeah, there it is. 215-592-9494. You have 1 hour left to send the message to Mr. Middleton. Go all in. Go all in at the trade deadline. We want it. We approve. Thumbs up. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.